You come in as a general manager, and it's a complete overhaul from the head coach. You've got a lot of cap space. You've got the first overall pick. The first thing you had to do, David, was find a head coach. And you told us you wanted to zig when everybody else zagged. And you did that by being the first general manager and the first team to go to Europe and bring in a head coach. David Blatt, when did you know, what was it about him, and why is he your head coach?
So we had the opportunity to talk several times before he actually came over here for a face-to-face interview. And I think probably midway through the second conversation, I started to really believe it was possible. But it wasn't until we were all together in the same room, and it was really clear that we were going to be able to move this organization together in lockstep. Ownership, coach, myself, we're dedicated to this together, and there's a vision of where this is going to go, and it was a shared vision, and that was pretty obvious. And once you have that moment of recognizing that, it's hard to ignore.
Tyronn Lue was a close runner-up, so close that you were able to bring him on board as the associate head coach. How important was it that you were able to get your runner-up to be part of this staff?
Yeah, and you know, Ty is going to be a head coach very soon in this league. If there were still four openings, he might have been now. But Ty, it was important for a lot of reasons. One of the biggest reasons to me was that when we met with Ty, he vibrates at a frequency that I get, and he's going to reach our players in a special way. We need that level of buy-in at all levels of the organization. So when you find pieces that engender that, you want to collect those. And in Ty Lue's case, he's a spectacular basketball mind. He's really got a connectedness with players that speaks to us. But more than anything else, he's going to be a great teacher and mentor. So,
how important was it to get somebody who's been an assistant coach in a league for a head coach who never played in the league and had never coached in the league? So Ty can relate to those players like you were talking about and maybe help David along.
Yeah, very much. You know, in some ways I feel like we've united the Wonder Twins. I feel like they're just a perfect blend for each other. Ty and David got to speak to each other before the decision was ever made, obviously, and they spent time having communication or conversations with each other, and I feel like they really hit it off as well. It became pretty clear, I think, to everybody that we wanted to find a way to make it happen, and I really do appreciate Doc Rivers enabling us to pursue it.
The last piece of the puzzle so far that you're putting together was the number one pick, and you go with Andrew Wiggins. Joel Embiid, as you told us last night, was in play until the injury. Jabari Parker was in play. When did you know, and was there a specific moment as far as talking with Andrew Wiggins, seeing something on film that said, all right, this is the guy that's slightly better than anybody else and we got to take
him? Yeah, no, not really one moment. You know, it's the culmination of all of it. It's, you know, the preponderance of evidence, I think. I think we knew, we'd kind of reached a decision mid-afternoon as a group. We had a big meeting and really flushed everything out and looked at everything every different way. But we were pretty set on Andrew. I think we also had moments throughout the process with Andrew that resonated with people. Things that, you know, everybody had a story about their thought during the process, and that was meaningful. You know, we've got an amazing organization here in terms of what we have the ability to do and the number of people that get to touch these guys and impact their lives. And when you hear from that many people, it's just the preponderance of evidence after a while.
Defensively, he's a standout. You're an offensive guy. You've told us that. So was this tougher for you to maybe pass on the more ready offensive player and go with the two-way player, or no?
Not really. You know, we had occasion to work with Sean Marion in Phoenix, who was a two-way player that was primarily defense over offense initially as well. But his athleticism in an open court game, with all of the havoc we could wreak defensively because of his athleticism, it played to the strengths of his offense. And Sean averaged 20 and 10, I want to say 3 years in a row or something close to that, without having plays run for him. That was meaningful to me as well. I'm not saying he's like Sean Marion, but that kind of athleticism and nondescript offensive game has been really productive in a lot of levels in this league. So.